trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble.
All right,
so
folks,
hard.
We are live. It's the Info Warrior, and what a jam-packed show we're going to have for you this evening. If you tuned into the Alex Jones Show earlier today, you knew that I had, for the Prison Planet TV members watching at home, I had this massive document to go through in between shows. Now, I was able to graze through a few of the important parts of this document. One of the things that I did miss today was I talked, I think, about the Federal Reserve, but I didn't talk how they specifically talked about the End the Fed protests on April 1st, 2008 and April 15th, 2008. So we're going to get into that. We're just going to get into this entire Fusion Center document. If you want to talk about this Fusion Center document, you can call in 866-582-9933. If you know something about it that I don't, please call in. On top of that, we have a stack of news to cover. You know, another one of those callers that we had earlier today is like, well, that article in the Associated Press or something doesn't really say anything about chemtrails. Well, if you can't read in between the lines on this article right here, and this is Fox News, Obama may block sun's rays to end global warming. Okay? And they spell it right out in the third paragraph here. One such extreme option. See, they say it's an extreme option. They're already doing it. They were spraying today. Unless I'm just imagining it. I must be imagining the planes and the big white lines in the sky. That's all in my head. You know? What else am I imagining? Am I imagining the livestock and the cars around me when I'm driving through Texas? I must be. But you can see them, they're real. But here, third paragraph, hopefully this will satisfy some people. And yes, it does not use the word chemtrail, but it does say this. One such extreme option includes shooting pollution particles into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. Unbelievable. Now he says, Holdren said such an experimental measure would only be used as a last resort. So what that's setting you up for, folks, is that we're already at our last resort. I promise you that. What's really scary is this document from our good friends at the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, this is, again, prisonplanet.tv. They can see it right here. This one's called The Geoengineering Option, A Last Resort Against Global Warming. You see how these things come out at the same exact time with the same exact verbiage? Do you understand? This is March and April of 2009. We're going to be talking about this document as well. I mean, it goes into the technology aspect from a paper that they wrote in 99. In 99! Folks, in 99. They're talking about stuff now that they had and doing in 99. And this is the CFR. So we're going to be going over that document. We're going to go over this Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment document. And then some of the other headlines we have over here. Let's see. NASA's secret rebels want Obama on their side. Pure propaganda right here. We'll tell you why later. Avian bird flu found in Western Kentucky poultry farm. Very important. If you know what we're talking about there. Let's see. We're going to be talking about the censorship of the web. We're going to be talking about warrantless wireless wiretaps. I mean, basically, they're going to use whatever surveillance they can. And Olbermann actually stepped up to the plate, manned up, and went against his butt buddy Obama. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Olbermann-Obama worship has been some of the worst. And this is a guy that I really did respect during the Bush administration. Let's see. UN climate talks threaten our survival, Saudi Arabia. Lindsey Williams is coming up, I believe, tomorrow night. And Lindsey Williams was telling you, they are going to drop the price of oil. They are going to gut Saudi Arabia, and they're going to gut them further with all this new carbon taxing. I mean, it's in the documents, folks. Let's see. Iranian nuke plot vaporized in the city. New York banks unwittingly aided in material transfers, says DA. This was brought up on the show last night. And let's not forget, Max Kaiser in the second hour, Alex Jones in the third hour. We'll be back after this, folks. Very important broadcast. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time.
At least that's what they want. They want us all dead. At least the majority of us. By their own documents, by their own admissions. And that's why I'm on the air. And that's why I talk about this stuff. You know, before I get into this Virginia terrorism threat assessment, I was watching one of these Air America hosts. And he's a stand-up comic. I've seen him before. He's been on a bunch of TV shows. His name's Mark Maron. And he starts his show off. He says he's going to talk about all these new shootings, the Pulaski incident. He mentions Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and tries to lump them together. And before he gets there, he actually seems like he's in the know on a few of these things. For instance, he talked about the rocket formula or the rocket fuel components that were found in baby formula. We covered that story here. Unbelievable, totally disgusting, needs wider attention. He also talked about what was in the water, you know, arsenic, fluoride, you name it, all sorts of very, very bad things in the water we drink every day. But then he shifts gears on attack mode on Alex Jones, and instead, again, of attacking the material that he presents, he attacks the person and the presentation. And then after attacking Alex Jones, he goes after Michelle Bachmann, the Minnesota congresswoman that has put in legislation or a bill to try to stop the world currency, thank God, and she's against the mandatory service that's in the GIVE Act. God forbid. And this guy starts saying it's a great idea, the mandatory service. He's into re-education camps. Well, Marin, I'm coming for you. I think that you really need, you need some re-education. But I won't put you in a camp, I promise. I won't do it. I won't tie you up. I won't camp you. No mandatory service. I'll just ask you to listen and see if you open your ears. But you probably won't. We'll see. We'll see. We can't play that, by the way, because he drops F-bombs galore. It's like F-bomb, 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 S-bomb. All right. Let's get into serious mode here, because it's a 215-page document. If you pull up the article over at prisonplanet.tv, I'm not sure if Nemo has written a new one yet, but it should have been a link I sent you guys earlier. First of all, this document is not for you and I. All right, let's get that straight. If you go to page 2, if you just go to scroll down to page 2, guys, or there's a little thing up in the top corner, you can just go page by page there. For the prisonplanet.tv, there you go. That's what I want. I want that. No, I wanted that top spot. You had it. Right there. Boom. Let me read this for you. This lets you know this is not for me and you. This is law enforcement sensitive. It is protected by the Code of Virginia Titles 52-48 and 52-49. Further distribution of this document is restricted to law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, and Department of Defense organizations only. So this is a document that, again, these fusion centers, that is federalized, that is only for intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies. It also says no report or segment thereof may be released to any media sources. Too bad we're the tip of the spear in the info war, friends, and we've got it. So this is going to be all over the media in the next few days. I will guarantee you this is going to be a bigger uproar than the MIAC report, because this is much broader. It may not use some of the harsh language that it does in the MIAC report, but this literally demonizes every and any group that gets together, any and any group on the internet. You don't even have to get together according to this. I mean, that's how crazy this is. For instance, the international terrorism threat is only from pages 27 to 41. Let me repeat that. 27 to 41. So in a 215-page document, there are 15 pages dedicated to, you know, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, all that. Now, on the other hand, the domestic terrorist threat, right off the bat, is over 30 pages. Okay, starts at 43, supposedly ends at 73, but that's not the case. Now, they go after anarchists, black separatist group, lone wolf extremists, which is just a totally broad topic, militia extremists. Here's the best one. Special interest extremists. Special interest groups, folks. People concerned about abortion. People concerned about the environment. How dare they're terrorist organizations. See, on one hand, the MIAC report doesn't use the term terrorism, but at the same time demonizes people like Ron Paul, organizations like Campaign for Liberty. This is very broad and openly uses the term terrorism in every case. In every case. And they do a lot of double speak in here. Let me give you an example. It's going to be tough for me to jump around. But for instance, they say terrorism for the purpose of this report is defined as politically motivated violence or threat of violence designed to coerce action or to prevent others from taking intended actions. Now, right there, violence. Ooh, violence. Right off the bat, violence. But then later in the report, I want to say it is in the 170s, folks. It is hard for me to get there. They admit openly that the majority of the groups mentioned have never used violence. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Huh. So wait a minute, the groups that you're trying to demonize supposedly are violent, because in this document you're saying that all these groups are politically motivated using violence or the threat of violence, but then later in the document they say, oh yeah, well the majority of these groups have never used violence or threatened violence. Ha 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 ha. Here we go. It's right here. It's the beginning of the conclusion on page 197. Okay, so page 4, they let you know this document, terrorism for the purpose of this report is defined by politically motivated violence or the threat of violence. designed to coerce action or to prevent others from taking intended actions. But right here, it says, although a number of international and domestic terrorist organizations have a presence in Virginia, the activities of these groups have been primarily limited to non-violent activity. And the terrorist organizations they're listing in here, folks, are... they listed, I hope I can find it because it's just, you know what, type in Twitter in the search so we can bring it right up so I can figure out what page this is on that thing. In the little, there's a little bar on the side, the control F bar, Twitter. They literally say that people who coordinated at the Republican National, yeah, there it is right there, at the Republican National Convention, used Twitter to coordinate, and then they said that this was Al-Qaeda-like. So you're against the Republicans. You go and protest at their convention. Whether you're a Democrat or not, it doesn't matter. And you use Twitter, you're a potential terrorist. Now, later on, in the technology section, they sit there and go, oh, well, if they use YouTube and MySpace and Facebook, Google Video is on there, of course, that's terrorism. It's terrorism. And a lot of these groups are able to get donations online. There it is. Terrorist use of technology. What page is that so I can jump to the hard copy, guys? Give it to me in my ear. I can't see it. Page 118. All right, 118. Let's jump to 118. Uh-huh. There it is right there in my little stack-a-lacker. And it's actually on page 120, the section that I would like, because the technology part is extremely long. Let me read this for you. These are direct quotes, folks. Page 120. Internet technology has emerged as the preferred medium for extremist communication and is increasingly being exploited to assist terrorists in achieving their goals. You see, the extremists are on the internet and they're helping the terrorists, so they are terrorists. No evidence, no proof, no examples, just lies. And people read this, again, not people, law enforcement officers, intelligence agencies, Department of Defense personnel. This isn't for you and me to know. We're not supposed to know this because they're openly setting up warrantless wiretapping in this country even further than what the Bush administration did. And even Keith Olbermann has to report on it. And it's right here in your face. And these are who they're going after us. This is making it very, very apparent they're going after us. The internet is used to recruit and radicalize supporters to play a more active role in support of terrorist activities or causes. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And that is a reference to Fox News' article, Lawmakers Take Aim at Homegrown Terrorist Threat. Remember, we're the terrorists now. They say that they solicit funds on their websites through donations, as well as the sale of various items, including publications and audio and visual media. Gee, I wonder who does that. Oh, we do that. That's right. We have 7 hours of radio every day. We put out 2 films at least a year. So we're bad because we're telling the truth? Give me a break. And here it is right here, folks. Extremist groups are active on web forums, blogs, and social networking sites such as YouTube, MySpace, and see, they stick IslamTube in there like any of us have ever used IslamTube in our lives. Like we knew an Islam tube actually existed. So they put Islam tube in the middle of YouTube, MySpace, and Google Video, and Twitter. And ooh, it sends chills down your spine. Islam tube. Give me a... I'm getting angry. All right? These networking venues have also been used to deliver near real-time information online and to cellular phones. God forbid we have real-time info. God forbid we can reach the masses at the drop of a hat, at the snap of a finger. And this was what I was talking about right here, where they really associate protesters with Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is them, all right? On page 120, Twitter was used as a counter-surveillance command and control and movement tool by activists at the Republican National Convention. The activists would tweet, send messages to each other and their Twitter pages to add information on what was happening with law enforcement near real time. And this is out of an article... Okay, I kid you not that it's titled Al-Qaeda-like mobile discussions and potential creative uses. It's Al-Qaeda-like to use your First Amendment to exercise your freedom? Folks, this document continues to be more and more disturbing as I take a closer look at it. We'll be back after this. Call in lines 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWarrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bomb. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. We are back. And you know, here I'm going to do something here that we didn't do on the Alex Jones show only because I didn't think to do it. I'm going to give out the number on how you can call the Virginia Fusion Center. I'm sure they're going to take this number down by tomorrow, but I think that we should call these people and let them know that we are not pleased, for instance, that they're targeting people with cameras. If you take pictures of the Federal Reserve Building or you film the Federal Reserve Building, you're a terrorist. They're protecting the Fed in this. All right, let me give you an example. On page 144, they state, and remember, this is only out of Virginia, and they go county by county, group by group. Out of Virginia, on April 1st, 2008, and April 15th, 2008, the Richmond Federal Reserve Building was a target location for protests regarding a movement to abolish the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And here's where the lie comes, and a revolution against American politics. All right. There has been no revolution against American politics, first of all. That would mean violence. All right. What we're looking for is a reformation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which are what American politics are supposed to be about. You know, a constitutional republic, freedom for all, first, second, third, fourth, fifth amendments, all intact. That's all we're asking for. But in this, they're like, the Virginia Fusion Center has received several reports of interest concerning the Federal Reserve Building. An individual was observed taking pictures of the Federal Reserve Building and then parking near the deck of the Federal Reserve Building. Oh my God, a man took pictures. Get him. He must be a terrorist. So, you know, I think it's just about time to call these people and let them know that this is unacceptable, that they, folks, this is in every state. Jones ain't lying to you. This is a federal program. I promise you, this is brand new. And we need more good police officers out there to send us this stuff. We need more good intelligence officers to send us this stuff. We need more people in the Department of Defense and Homeland Security that are waking up to realize that these bureaucracies are inherently evil. I'm sorry they are. I'm sorry. They're there to restrict our freedoms, to put us in the command and control center, to build the cashless society control grid where we all pay a carbon tax while they spray us with poison and joke about it. So let's just give out that number. The number to contact the Virginia Fusion Center and ask them why this didn't go out to the media. It's on page two, guys. To ask them right there. Why isn't this going out to the media? Why is this only for law enforcement agencies? Why are we talking about people who are anti-abortionists as terrorists? What? Listen, even the most vile of people in this, like the white supremacists, which I can't stand, the racists out there, they're not terrorists. All right? I promise you that. If they've committed a crime, they need to be arrested. If they haven't committed a crime, let them alone. Because we have to protect the most disgusting of free speech so that true free speech, real issues, can get out there. Because again, if they're not free, if the Nazis aren't free in this country, then I'm not going to be free. And I don't like the Nazis. I hate the Nazis. The Nazis suck. All right. So without further ado, folks, the phone number to call to contact the Virginia Fusion Center is 804-674-2196. That's 804-674-2196. One more time for the kids. 804-674-2196. And ask them, why isn't this going out to the media? Why is everybody a terrorist? Why, if you go to certain colleges like James Madison University, might I be considered a terrorist who would radicalize other students? You can't even go to college without being a total radical, apparently. Folks, it's beyond gross. Beyond gross. I can't even articulate going through this thing. I mean, I have so many things highlighted. Terrorism is generally directed against civilian targets and intended to produce effects beyond immediate physical damage, to produce long-term psychological repercussions, especially fear on a particular target audience. You mean like on 9/11? When, you know, the Continuity Government Program along with the international intelligence ops they used, and then the media to just Bin Laden, 9/11, fear, Bin Laden, war on terror, Afghanistan, Iraq, Bin Laden. Folks, we're going to take your calls on the other side. It's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Give me a call. Tell me what you think about the Virginia Fusion Center document.
Yeah. You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Dream, because the reality of the situation is nightmarish, folks, and that's the bottom line. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are back, and we're going to jump right into your calls. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Linda in California. Linda, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
It's Linda in California, and my friend, I wanted to share a couple of things. My friend nicknamed me Alexis because, you know, I told Alex earlier I was like the female counterpart. And so he comes over and he says to me, because I'm sharing with all of my neighbors, reaching out, you know, I gave him a copy of The Obama Deception, told him to watch it, call me. He says, I just can't figure out. And I go, what's there to figure out? I got awakened like 6 months ago. I work, I live, I breathe, everything about exposing. Figure out, figure out. the truth, and that the only thing that matters, you know, because they like want to go on a date or something. I don't have time to be going on a date. I have time to be learning as much as I can, spreading the truth, handing out food samples, getting my neighborhood awakened, calling the city council. I don't have time to be playing around. It just becomes such a passion, and I can so relate to you. And Alex, don't ever let that fire. We have been born to live for a crusade, for like an awakening. This is unlike the Patrick Henry. We had fires here. You remember the California fires in 03. Mm-hmm. It was like going and knocking on everybody's door in the middle of the night. The firestorm's back. You know, it's just once you have that in your blood and you're about telling the truth, you can't live for you. That's the laying down your life for your neighbor and calling the police. Don't care what people think. Just you know, be concerned with the message and then move on to the next person. So anyways, this guy finally gives me this feedback. This is the whole gist of the thing, to never give up, people. Let me just encourage you. Move on to the next one and then try again if you feel there's a little bit of an open door. Give them samples of oils and say, this will make you feel better. Just get away into this person's life. Give them a sample of food and open the door and say, hi, I'm your neighbor. Welcome to the neighborhood. But he said something so cool. He said, man, you sound like somebody you could stand up in front of a bunch of people and get like a coalition going or something. And so it's like he's like, now he's wanting to get on board. And so just keep up. Keep pressing on. And trust that he says, you know, we've had a class action suit in this neighborhood when these houses were first built. And me and this other gal got everybody all together and signing petitions and going up against. And that's what it takes. Just if you awaken one person and they can get your neighbor. Anyways, I just get excited because it's how I understand Alex's passion. The people that are built like us have a mission. And I know I'm repeating myself, but just please, I just want to encourage the listeners, don't give up. Keep trying, working with your neighbors. Have a little gift for them. People are always about having an agenda. They approach you, and it's like, hey, I don't have anything to sell. I'm just going to give you a flyer, a bunch of websites. Check them out. Here's a package of sample storable food. And when you don't have an agenda and you approach people with, I just want to give you something, how often does that happen in life? It doesn't. People are all about what they can get out of you, the parasites, the suckers, the vampires that don't care anything about you. And so when someone approaches you that's really nice that just wants to give, people freak out. Are you kidding me? You just want to do something good for me? Is something wrong with you? Do you have an agenda? No, I love humanity. I love my neighbor. When you're doing well, I do well. And so please, you guys, I just call sometimes to encourage you. Stick with the passion. Don't ever, Alex, today had to apologize. Don't apologize for your passion. Never apologize for who you are. That's why we threaten the New World Order, because we can't be bought. We can't. We're not going to be sold. We can't sell out. Nobody can buy us. That's why we're a threat, Jason. You know that's true. And see, I get like this. It's like, see, that's why I got nicknamed Alexis. Because we have a reason to live, to wake up and breathe, to live for humanity. Folks, don't give up. Keep pressing on. Keep waking people up. Roll down your windows. We're driving down the street, and I saw two college gals, and I said, hey, do you know what the New World Order is? They got this funny look. I said, go to InfoWars. Check out New World Order. Check out the Bohemian Grove. I mean, I'm just rolling down. I mean, listen, I had, forgot to tell you guys this earlier, there were 6 black ops that flew. I mean, I've got a flight path over my house, okay? I mean, the house vibrates every day, and I'm seeing military, and I'm going, no way, you're not taking over my community, over my dead body.
And Linda, I love the energy, I love the enthusiasm, I love what you're doing, and, you know, that's how we have to approach people. You know, in fact, you know, I'm going to be going out to the Glenn Beck Tea Party on the 15th, and I thank you for the call, and I thank you for the energy. And we're going to be giving away as many copies of Loose Change Final Cut as I can carry with me, and whoever comes with me can hand out, because that's what it is all about. I'm not asking anybody for anything. I just want them to look at this information. I don't need $1 from you. I don't need $10 from you. You know, I grew up very poor, and I really thought that my life was going to be guided towards money. I really did. I thought, you know, that was the most important thing, and there's nothing more important than money. And certainly money is important so that you can do other things. But when I started to wake up to this stuff, I just realized money doesn't matter. You know what matters? My family, my friends, my life, what's in my heart. And, you know, what they have planned for us is so nightmarish. is so disturbing, is so disgusting. What they've written down on paper is so wild that I have to do this. You're right. I'm driven to do this because I couldn't be doing anything else. Even when I was doing other things, back in the day when I was in my printing business, or even as a pizza guy, doing both at the same time, I was yappity-yapping about all this subject matter. And I still keep in touch with the guys that I flip pizza with. You know, my boy Danny Kudryko, he's an artist out there. He actually had a kind of weird experience with the Secret Service. He's an artist and a screen printer. And he had done a screen printing of a George Bush t-shirt with a couple of six-shooter revolvers up by his head. Now, no one was pulling any triggers or anything, but it was a design he made. And somehow they knew they had gone through his bags, and they saw the t-shirt. So as soon as they landed in the airport, they took him off the plane, and they started to ask him about it like he was some kind of terrorist. He's like, dude, it's a t-shirt I made. Are you kidding me? And he got interrogated for like 30 minutes. You know he's on a list somewhere, but that's not going to stop him from being an artist. And he just contacted me. It was so wild. He contacted me because one of the people he works with, I'm pretty sure he's out in Oregon or somewhere on the West Coast now, and he said, yeah, you know, I didn't even know you'd made another movie, Fabled Enemies, until this guy came in with a copy of it, and I saw your name on the cover, and I'm like, oh, you know, I used to flip pies with that guy. And then, this was literally the first week that the Obama deception had been released, and he mentions the Obama deception to me, not really knowing what it is, who made it, what it's about. But the word can get out, we can win, we can be victorious, we have to stay energized. You know, we just got to keep pushing forward. When we see a document like this Virginia terrorism threat assessment from the Virginia Fusion Center, we have to take action. That's the bottom line. All right, let's jump to Red in Minnesota. Red, you're up.
Hey, Jason. This is Ashley, or Red, as most people know me. I just wanted to say that I'd rather die on my feet leading into battle than on my knees as a slave.
That's
with
right.
That being said, I want to talk about a desensitizing project that I walked into the other day at my local grocery store. Now, at this grocery store, you bag your own groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You put your stuff on a cart, they scan them in, or, you know, scan them, and then they go on another conveyor belt, and then you bag them, basically.
What's that, a Save-A-Lot or something like that?
Actually, it's called Cub Foods, and I don't know if it's anywhere else besides Minnesota, but mm-hmm. It's like one of the leading grocery chains out here.
Okay,
they're also one of the first grocery stores that implemented the biometric fingerprint scan to pay for your groceries. Okay, this desensitizing project that I walked into, I was putting all my groceries up onto the conveyor belt, and a young gentleman, actually there was two of them, they were probably anywhere between 12 and 14 years old, walked up to me wearing a uniform with their hands behind their back, and they said, ma'am, plastic or paper? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, it caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And as I looked, they had a badge that said Sheriff Explorers.
Oh no.
Okay. And I looked around, and there was, I'm not even joking, there was three Sheriff Explorers, young men, and there was a few females too, bagging everybody's groceries.
Mm-hmm.
They saw every piece of food that everybody bought or whatever it was.
What are these, the new green youth groups? That's what they are, the new green youth groups, the environmental police?
No, I asked the lady, I said, who are these people and what are they doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, there's something with the sheriff. They're the Sheriff Junior Explorers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, the militarization of the schools, how Obama wants this, you know, youth brigade and this youth army and stuff, and it's like right there in front of everybody's eyes, and nobody's saying a darn thing about it.
Well, most people think it's a good thing. You know, I thank you for the call. When I was watching Cedar today, not Cedar, why do I keep saying that? Mark Maron, Rip Apart Jones, you know, you just mentioned the biometric thumb scan. Well, he's playing the bit where Jones went to the Texas DMV with 9 forms of identification, and then basically they wouldn't give him his license without a thumb scan. Now you can pay for your groceries in several states by giving out a thumb scan. I mean, this is about biometrics. This is about indoctrination. There can be no doubt, you know. And I'm not looking, you know, one of the big arguments, this guy's like, oh, they want to be self-important. They want attention. I could care less. How about, you know what I want? I want all these thumb scanners out of everywhere. I want all these biometric facilities gone. I want all these cameras gone. They don't protect us from anything. All right, let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Couple things. First of all, I mentioned last night that I got a neighbor. His name's Jermel, and I loaned him the Obama deception yesterday. And when I went back to see if he was done, he said, "Man, I got to watch this again." And his, I mean, he's got his mom and his mother-in-law are, you know, wholehearted Obama supporters. Well, he told me tonight he let his mother watch the Obama deception. Now she's rethinking her position. And she told the mother-in-law about this, and she's like, "Man, this is the Republicans, you know. They came out with this years ago, and they're just trying to bring him down. But, you know, this guy Jermel is talking to, he's trying to talk to her and say, look, when the facts are right out there in the open and it's, they're showing what's going on and you're seeing stuff that's already being said in the news, how can you deny it?" So, you know, my point is that exponentially, you know, think about this. If each one of us that knows about this, you talk to one person a day about this situation, in a year you've reached 365 or 66 people. Let's say out of that whole 365 or 66, 10% catches on. That's 35 people. And if each one of them has the same thing happen in a year, and I haven't figured this out, but I think in a year we could reach the whole country with this message about what's going on.
Well, the bottom line is we have to be viral amongst ourselves. In other words, we do have to talk to those people and say, hey, approach somebody else with this information as well. And, you know, that's why, again, going down to this Tea Party on the 15th, bringing a bunch of loose change, Final Cut, bringing the civilian inmate labor program, bringing the pictures of the plastic coffins, bringing the documents about the mass graves that, according to Glenn Beck, he's also going to debunk. Give me a break.
Right.
Listen,
yeah.
When they're asking the cemetery people if they can fit 950 bodies per acre, that's a mass grave.
Really?
I mean, it's scary. Anybody who has a yard should understand. An acre isn't that big. Think about 950 dead bodies there. I mean, I want to throw up in my mouth, Stephen. And with this Fusion Center document, it is very apparent they are going after everybody.
Right. And the thing is, see, I was watching Prison Planet TV when Alex had you come on today. I couldn't get over the size of that thing. It's, what, 200-and-something pages long?
Mm-hmm. 215.
As compared to the 12 pages for the MIAC document. And so I had heard you last night. I'm going to take you up on this. You mentioned about, because I am, as you know, very proactive. I tried getting a hold of Lou Dobbs. I actually got through, but they ran out of time before they could get to me. I'm going to call back tomorrow. And I'm going to mention to him, I'm going to ask him, did you know that you are on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list as a terrorist?
Yeah.
Which I've also been talking about. And mentioned this Virginia Fusion Center, you know, and go into some detail. But I want to get a copy, like you mentioned last night, you know, of American Drug War to him. Mm-hmm. I got to get his mailing address. But because today on his show, again, he said that the reason, one of the main reasons there is this problem with the Mexican drug cartels, it's because of the corruption in the American government. So he's really starting to catch on. And I think once he sees American Drug War, he's just going to be floored with that. And then I think he'll go viral with that.
I agree with you, Stephen, and I know that you are one of the most proactive and best callers out there. Please reach this guy. We need Dobbs to do more and more because he's the last bastion in the media that actually tells the truth. I got to give Olbermann props. We're going to be playing an Olbermann clip probably in the last hour since we're running out of time in this hour. Stephen, I thank you for the call. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You know, about this MIAC and this Virginia Fusion Center type reports, I think the one reason why the policemen sent it out is because they've been so successful at dividing and conquering for so long, dividing this group from that group, racism, class warfare, liberal, blah, blah, you know, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The policemen finally say, hey, this is me. You know, they finally saw, the police finally saw that it wasn't about this group or that group.
Well, the majority of cops, the majority of cops are good people. You know, I don't hate law enforcement. You know, I understand we need to have police officers. I understand we need to have a national security apparatus. I understand that we need a military. That's a reality. But at the same time, when they're putting out 215-page documents demonizing everybody as an extremist slash terrorist, blurring the lines even further, we need to step up to the plate and say no. And they got to understand that even though this is supposed to be law enforcement sensitive, any law enforcement officer with half a brain who sees this is going to need to get this out to the media. You know, I promise you there are at least another dozen reports like this out there right now. if you're listening and you're in law enforcement, please send us the documents. We need to see this stuff. We need to put it out into the public so that we can get rid of it, so we can make people aware they don't like you. They want to put you in a camp. They want to put you in a privatized prison where they'll get slave labor for a corporation at 39 cents an hour in this country.
Well, anything Jason, else, Tony? Jason, I think that the police officers, you know, they finally saw that, hey, it's not about this group. It's about us as Americans and the Constitution. And, you know, we got these Tea Parties coming up next week. And, you know, they've already demonized the 9/11 truth movement and, you know, and everything. And I think it'd be a mistake for us. And I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to go out and hand out CDs and flyers and everything. But I think it'd be a mistake for us to go out there with our bells and whistles on and our 9/11 truth t-shirts. I think we should try to dress nice, just look like average Americans, going out there just trying to talk to people, just trying to look like somebody anybody would want to go up and talk to.
I agree, man.
Let's not set us off in a group. Let's show everybody that, hey, this is about America and the Constitution.
I'm with you, man. My best asset is my disguise. I look like just every other schlub. Look at what I'm wearing. I got a hooded sweatshirt and a bad haircut, my friend. And that's how I'm going to roll out in, where is it, San Antonio on the 15th. Hopefully you'll be joining me. We'll come back. We're going to take calls. In the top of the hour, we got Max Kaiser. I can't wait for that interview either. It's a big show tonight. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the way the bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God
That's right, folks. According to the Give Act, all young men must go to mandatory service. You've got to be involved. So, mandatory volunteerism. A little bit of an oxymoron? Maybe. All right, let's shoot through a few more calls, and then we have Max Kaiser coming up in the top of the hour. Let's go to, we're up to Dave in Texas. Dave, you're on the line.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Good. I'm a little concerned, actually. I'm just reading the web, listening to you talk about this report from Virginia, and I'm reading San Jose, California, spies hacked into the U.S. electrical grid and left viruses behind.
Oh, you know, all over the media today. That Chinese and Russia are supposedly the big enemy that's going to hack into everything. Let me just warn you, man. They know who's hacking in. I don't think they shut down any power grids. That this has been all the media all over. In fact, we had a caller last night call in to ask Benarek whether he thought Russia and China were going to be the enemies in World War III, and I think that's what they're propping them up to be. Let me give you another example. There's another story out there we covered about 3 weeks ago where they said Iranian cyber terrorists somehow got the specs for Marine One from the president. And all this cyber terrorism is in this Fusion Center document as well. I would just warn you that I don't believe it. I really believe that our infrastructure is not that vulnerable. Go ahead.
It seems to me as a network engineer that, you know, this would be pretty simple to solve by simply taking these places off the net and using private networks instead of the internet. I mean, any company that's dealing with multi-billion-dollar operations is going to have, you know, the resources to do just that. But it seems to me like it's more a ploy to regulate further and just more or less be able to say, well, I guess we have to shut off the rest of the world from the internet.
Spot on, friend. Spot on. That's exactly what this is about. This is about further regulation of the internet, less freedom for us, and the demonization of other countries. That's all this is about. Do not buy into, oh, the cyber spies. Folks, I just want to let people know that when somebody does successfully hack into something or somebody does spread one of these big viruses, they usually get recruited by the U.S. government to work for them. You know, they always recruit these cyber terrorists after the fact, but it's kind of like pushed under the rug. I thank you for the call, Dave. Let's go to Chad in Oregon. Chad, you're up. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Hey, I'm kind of new to all this. To be honest with you, I was going to vote for Obama less than a year ago. And then I moved out here, and it kind of awoken me, you know.
What part of Oregon are you in? You're out by Portland? It's pretty progressive.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, dead center. Right
okay.
In the middle, in the desert. I love my country, and I love my family. And the things that you guys say have really enlightened me, and really difficult for me to try to find all the information for myself, so all I can do is take your word for it.
Well, I just say this, you know, for instance, this Virginia terrorism threat assessment, I'm giving you page numbers. You can go download the entire PDF document from Infowars.com. I want you to check these articles out, my friend. I mean, when I'm telling you that Obama is looking at climate engineering and they're going to shoot pollutants into the air, this is the words out of the AP. These are the words that are coming from Fox News. I promise you, I'm only going over mainstream news. I thank you for the call, Chad. I want you to check this stuff out. We got Max Kaiser coming up on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are now joined with a veteran of the market and finance for over 25 years, the host of The Oracle, and called by many the Michael Moore of Wall Street. Personally, I think this guy's a lot better than Michael Moore, a lot more open and honest. Max Kaiser. Max, thanks for joining us.
Oh, Jason, you forgot to tell your audience I'm calling from Paris, France, where it is 5 o'clock in the morning.
That is true. He is very gracious with his time at a unbelievable hour, giving us an hour here. Now, before we get into, you know, current events, the G20, this new quantitative easing, a.k.a. a global currency and all that, why don't you tell people how you get involved in all this?
Well, the same thing, UFOs, unidentified financial objects, I should call them.
So that's what drove you into this?
Yeah. Well, I was on Wall Street during the 1980s. That's when I started my career. And at that time, it was when the derivatives, what we now call derivatives, first started, really. And it was an interesting time in Wall Street. It was the bull market of the 1980s, which, of course, led, you had the crash of 1987. And was also an interesting period because I saw firsthand what happens when all of these new products that were created at that time, when they explode. And since that time, we've seen the cycle repeat itself several times. We saw the dot-com bubble build up with all kinds of new products, and then that exploded. There was a huge hedge fund in New York called the Long-Term Capital Management Fund, which was a huge fund managed by guys who had invented these derivative products. That blew up. And so the WorldCom blew up, and Enron was another example of financial engineering. That was all these newfangled financial products, and that blew up. So what Wall Street's really good at is arson. Basically, Wall Street is run by arsonists. They love to see things blow up. And we're seeing right now the collapse of banking system on a spectacular level, on really an epic level, an historic level. And the guys behind it, the people behind it, have this mentality of arsonists who like to see things explode, and they're exploding. So anyway, my background, going back as a stockbroker in the 1980s, all for the past 25 years, I've always been a kind of a student of how these securities and financial products and financial derivatives are packaged. When I was in Los Angeles in the mid-90s, I created technology myself, which was a patented technology called the virtual specialist technology. And that technology was used to create something called the Hollywood Stock Exchange, which is a very popular site. And the technology for that ended up being sold to a bond trading company in New York called Cantor Fitzgerald. And they moved that entire, they moved the technology to the top floor of the World Trade Center. 6 months before the famous events of 9/11. So that's how I've expressed before some insight into the 9/11 events. That's part of the reason why I have some insight into those events. And so I've been observing these technologies. I've created these technologies all the way to the present, to flash forward to the present, Jason. Mm-hmm. I've just created a new a new technology and a new... I hear the music coming
in.
Yep,
we're going to talk about that new...
Hit the first commercial.
Already hit that first commercial. It's a short one here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that new technology and the current financial events in the world with Max Kaiser. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We're back with Max Kaiser. Now, Max, before we get into this new technology, you're also the co-founder of HSX Films, which made almost a dozen films and also ended up selling out to Ignite Entertainment and Lionsgate. I mean, you really are a renaissance man.
Well, you know, I've been involved in a lot of different things over the years, but the thread of financial engineering, financial architecture, money and markets is constant throughout the various activities I've been involved with. And so it's always been of interest to me. And like I said, it goes back to the early 80s when you had this incredible creative period on Wall Street, which was the result of the work done actually in the 1970s in America is when you had the start of listed option trading in Chicago based on the option volatility formula, which is a Nobel Prize-winning formula that describes how you can price an option and based on the volatility of that option. So it's a mathematical formula that says, well, that says that if the market is bouncing up and down with a certain speed, then the price of this option is going to be X. If the market's bouncing up and down at a different speed, then the option is going to be worth Y. And this is the beginning, Jason, of the problem, really, because it was then that you saw bankers start to create products that were not based on stocks and bonds as we know them, as we understand them, but based on volatility, based on outlying events, based on things other than the company, let's say, it represents. Instead of buying IBM, for example, you're buying an option on IBM, and then you're buying an option on an option, and then an option on an option on an option. And this is what started 30 years accumulation in the system of what we now call derivatives, which are just, now there's over $500 trillion worth of these things in the system, even though the entire global GDP, the entire global output for the world, is not even one-tenth that amount. So the total amount of these derivatives, of these financial products, is 10 times greater than the entire output of the world, and that means it's 40 times greater than the entire output of the United States. And this is the reason why every time Treasury Secretary Geithner throws another $1 trillion into the what's called the financial crisis, why it doesn't seem to have any impact, because although he's throwing in a trillion and 2 trillion and 10 trillion and 12 trillion, which sounds like a lot of money, the problem is closer to $500 trillion. So he's just throwing, you know, showing up to a gunfight carrying a knife. You know, he's just, the scale of the problem is a lot bigger than any of the solutions right now. And this is why the crisis is not going away. In fact, the crisis is getting worse because Geithner is taking such small steps to fix the problem. He's actually just exacerbating the problem because the bankers are using the money that they're being given by the federal government to create more of these derivative products. And we saw that last week when the announcement was made at the G20 meeting, mm-hmm. that they're now going to beef up the operations over at the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Now, what that means is that they're going to take hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of these derivative products, they're going to repackage them, and they're just going to dump them into the IMF. So they're not going to, in other words, instead of not trying to get rid of them, mm-hmm. they're just trying to repackage them and sell them. Why? Because they take a fee every time they do that. So now we just put the problem into another vehicle, the IMF, and it gets bigger. And as has been talked about on your show and other shows over the past couple of years, this is leading inevitably to a situation where you have one centralized bank and one effectively a one world currency. Mm-hmm. And we have a world currency now. It's called a credit default swap, and this is the latest incarnation of all of the financial engineering that's been going on in Wall Street for 30 years. It allows for banks to package and repackage and unpackage bundles of worthless paper with each other and channel that paper back and forth outside of the view of regulators, outside of the view of the SEC, and to conduct the global financial business amongst themselves using this global currency, the credit default swap, which basically amounts to a unit of financial fraud, is what this currency is collateralized by. It's a currency collateralized by fraud, and it's becoming the bigger and bigger business. It's not going away, the problem. And anyway, so that's kind of the current snapshot of what's going on.
So, exactly. The IMF said that they were going to print billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, in this global quantitative easing. And what this really means with this global currency is going to be less transparency and more corruption for the guys at the top. Meanwhile, they point to like Bernie Madoff, who no doubt is a criminal, but he obviously had help in all over Wall Street, and they're not going after his cronies at all. And they're saying that when they go after Madoff himself, that they need a new global body to go after these guys. So, you know, to me, this is all about globalism. When they say they're going to, you know, have this global currency, and I explain that to people, they say, well, what does it look like? And I try to say to them, it doesn't look like anything yet. It's just them trading what really isn't there, because we have a fiat currency that they can literally, you know, when you were on that television show, I think Alex may have played the clip while you were on, and you whipped out the toilet paper and you said, you know, here's $1 trillion, here's $5 trillion. It really is worthless paper. We're the ones that are giving it value. And as they blow out the economy further, like you said, it's only going to get worse. Our currency is going to be devalued, I would say, probably over the next 2 or 3 years even further, correct? I mean, you don't think the dollar is going to recoup, do you?
No, the dollar is going to be, it's going to be replaced with a new currency that'll be part of this transformation. You mentioned a couple of things that are key. Mm-hmm. It does mean less transparency. And in a healthy economy, you want as much transparency as possible. But what we're talking about here is less transparency. The other thing we're talking about, when people say, well, what's the big deal, a global currency? I don't see any problem with that. The problem is twofold. Number one, it leads to less competition, because one of the dynamics that makes the global economy work is that countries and corporations and people are competing with each other, and it leads to a meritocracy, if you will, that there's a certain amount of business Darwinism where the strongest survive. But if you have one currency and the access to credit is determined not by competition but by cronyism and by favoritism, it destroys competition, and you end up with something like, you know, the royal families in Europe of the Middle Ages, which is a lot of incest and a lot of insanity, because you're not weeding out the weak, you're breeding them, you know, from a business sense. But the other thing to think about is, if in fact the credit is going to be awarded not based on merit but based on favoritism, really what we're talking about here are what I would call financial Jim Crow laws. If you remember the Jim Crow laws in America back before the Civil Rights era, you know, you had the situation where the blacks in America had to use separate facilities. They had separate entrance to restaurants, separate entrance to restrooms. They had to sit in the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, we're in a period of financial Jim Crow laws where if you're not down with the administration, if you're not kowtowing to the administration, you're going to pay a lot more for your interest, and because everyone effectively is in debt, everyone's in debt. So the only question is, how much do you pay on your interest?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on the wrong side of these financial Jim Crow laws, you're going to be paying 15, 16, 17, 18% on your money. If it's a check cashing scheme in a city, you're paying 35% on your money. Versus the people on the inside, who are the masters, if you will, living in the big house, they're paying 1%, 0.5%. You know, if you had a lot of money, you could, you borrow it from Japan now. Japan, the cost of borrowing money in Japan is less than 1%. It's less than 0.5%. But if you're an American and you go buy a car, the cost on, or you're out there using a credit card, you're paying 16-17%. So why is it that for some people, like, are able to borrow money at 0.5%, and other people have to pay 16-17%? The only reason is because of these what I call these financial Jim Crow laws. They're being discriminated against, and this is leading to incredible tension in society, because people are realizing now that, you know, people don't want to be discriminated against. People don't want to be put in a ghetto, a debt ghetto, you know, a virtual debt ghetto, paying usury, usurious rates on their money. and having no way to escape the situation, having no way to escape their debt indebtedness. And this is leading to, of course, a lot of tension.
Well, on the other side, I want to talk to you how we can escape this, how we can protect ourselves, what investments are good ones. We have Max Kaiser. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Back, the short segment with Max Kaiser, then the long segment after this one. Max, I got to ask you, how can the average person You know, if they can't escape this, how can they prepare? How can they make the best of it? I mean, how can they survive during this financial crisis? What are the steps the average person can take to protect themselves from this?
Well, there's two questions. One is, you know, how to protect yourself, survive in this financial holocaust that we're involved with now. The other question is, how do you proactively try to restore some balance to the system? So let me, on the second point first, if I can, let me talk about this project that I'm starting. Actually, I announced this project for the first time on Alex Jones' show a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me, if I can, give you some details on something I'm working on now, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm starting this new web enterprise, new website called Pirate My Film. And this is going to be another way, and I've been exploring this for a couple of years now, a few years, how to channel dissent. In other words, there are millions of people out there who recognize that the system is horribly lopsided. There is no balance in the system. There's very little justice in the system. So how do you rebalance that? How do you restore some justice and equilibrium to the system? And so I introduced a couple of projects along the years to address this problem. One was called Karma Bank, which allowed for activists to take down corporations by leveraging boycotts and leveraging their boycotts and at the same time encouraging hedge funds to attack companies with short sales. So this way they could monetize their dissent.
Mm-hmm.
And but my latest project is called Pirate My Film. It's another way to channel this enormous energy in ways that I think will undo a horrible injustice in the U.S. and around the world, which is the copyright laws. Copyright laws are horribly unjust. And even in your own experience, Jason, you know, with your film Loose Change, which became mm-hmm. really an era-defining film, you went right to the internet with that film, and you saw that it was tremendously important in raising people's awareness about a lot of very important issues.
Oh, the most important tool was the internet. Without the internet, we could have never gotten our message out there. We had to put it out for free, and thank God that we put it out just around the time that Google Video started to get big and YouTube started to blow up. Otherwise, I don't know if we would have got our message out there.
Right, and part of the reason why it is hard to get the message out there is because of these pernicious copyright laws that are serve only the corporate agenda and don't really serve the public agendas or the public domain. Now, with Pirate My Film, the idea is that instead of attacking the pirates, attacking the distribution possibilities of the Internet, this embraces the pirates. It embraces the possibility of the Internet. Filmmakers post their films to the site to raise money for their films, or they pre-sell what I call gold copies of their film. And a gold copy is entitled to some revenues at some point after the film is released to the pirate network. But in the meantime, what gold copies are doing, it's building up the potential for individuals to, when the budget of a film is met, to be debited in a group a small fee that goes to the filmmaker to make their film. And this is all being tracked on the website. So if you needed, for example, I just got contacted, as a matter of fact, from the filmmaker. Before I came on your show, I was reading my emails, and the filmmaker who made that film through Scanner Darkly. The Scanner Darkly?
Yes, I've seen it. It's an excellent movie. You're talking about Richard Linklater, perhaps?
He works with Richard Linklater.
Maybe this Tommy Pallotta.
Pallotta, right.
Yes.
And the movie Waking Life.
Mm-hmm.
He just contacted me, and he is very excited by this project and wants to now work on getting another project out there using this this system. And I know Alex was actually in both of those movies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was in both those movies. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about PirateMyFilm.com. Yeah, Tommy Pallotta, a very talented guy in both of those movies with some heavy messages. And this sounds like a great project, Max, because we do need to distribute this with the only way that we can, the Internet. I mean, that's how we reach a massive audience. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
According to Gordon Brown, it's an emerging new world order. That's him from the G20. We're on the line with Max Kaiser, and we're talking about PirateMyFilm.com, a new project. You said that Tommy Pallotta contacted you. What projects is he looking to do?
Apparently, he was at the South by Southwest Festival, just which is down in your neck of the woods, I believe.
Yes, it was.
And he's got a, I just, as I said, literally as the phone is ringing to talk to you, I was reading my email, and as I've explained, it's now it's, you know, 5:35 in the morning here in Paris, France, so I'm a little bleary-eyed, but the details that I was, I was just scanned the email, and he likes the whole, you know, he likes the project, and we're starting a dialogue. So, I mean, as this thing develops, I'll have more information. But I was just reading that. He likes the project. Basically, it boils down to that people are able to help finance a film project with as little as $2. If the film project does, in fact, turn out to be a smash hit or a hit of any kind, then the people who help to put up this money to begin with as little as $2, they could be in line to get some upside. Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually films don't make any money at all. But if it is a film like Blair Witch Project or Loose Change, for example, and it becomes a runaway smash hit, then everybody ends up, you know, participating in the creation of that project. See, one of the problems with copyright law right now is that all the profits constantly go to a very small group of oligarchs and copyright cartel, as I call it, and the people who are supporting the film and the people who are going out there and seeing the films, they don't get any financial upside. This tries to restore some balance by sharing the upside with the people who are actually part of the success of that film, because they're seeing the film, they're talking about the film. The Hollywood is all driven by fan support. Well, the fans should get a piece of the action, and this allows them to do so. This site, piratemyfilm.com, and it's just in its beta launch right now, and I should see in the next few days more of the functionality come to life. And I've already got people now asking to put films on the system. I'm getting about 200 people a day just in the last 3 days when I first talked about it on InfoWars. I'm already getting over 200 requests a day to be involved, and so there's a real need out there for these types of projects that are taking this situation in hand and doing something about it in a positive way. The global occupation that we're seeing from the corporations and the banks, who have just taken upon themselves to rule the world in a way that's completely inappropriate for a democracy. You have to go all the way back to the Middle Ages to find a situation where, you know, back in the Middle Ages, 1649, there was something called the divine right of kings. You know, kings really thought that they were gods. Mm-hmm. And in 1649, there was a rebellion in England, got rid of Charles I, the king at that time, and it was the beginning of parliamentary rule and the beginning of some vestiges of democracy. And then this, over hundreds of years, evolved into the Constitution of America, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and it led to the American system of representational government that we're all fond of. But in the last 25 to 30 years, that's been scrubbed by these financial oligarchs, these hedge funds who consider themselves to have divine rights, the divine right of hedge funds. So not only are they above the law, but they literally think of themselves as gods who can crush people without any thought about it. It's just America right now, Jason. America is experiencing what other countries have experienced over the past 20, 25 years, with this notion of these fund managers that they are godlike. You know, in other countries, in Latin America, in Asia, economies have been crushed for the convenience of hedge funds, and people have been put out into the street. You know, the IMF has gone into places like Argentina and destroyed economies, and people have ended up having banks closed, having no money, on the street, poverty-stricken, and starving to death because of this notion that of the IMF and these hedge funds, that they are gods and they can do whatever they want. Now this is visiting America. Now in America, the IMF is taking over, basically, the banking system, and they are foreclosing on millions of people, and people are out in the street, and they're experiencing what people around the world have been experiencing since, the 1980s when Citibank was down in Latin America, completely destroying that economy. And so this is a chance to, how do we fight back against this? And my feeling is that there's a way to do it without resorting to violence. And I think throughout history we've seen examples of some success with that. Certainly in the civil rights movement in America was a passive resistance, nonviolent way to push back against the Jim Crow laws, to push back against discrimination. Back in Gandhi's time in India, there was a pushback against the British Empire, and Gandhi came up with this very clever way of making your own salt and not buying British salt and putting Britain out of business. So Pirate My Film is a form of resistance. Let's make our own creative content and share on the upside of our own creative content and cut out the oligarchs, cut out the studios, cut out the labels, cut these guys completely out of the equation by not inviting them in to begin with, and to decapitalize them, drain them of their life supply of cash, and they will, dry up and blow away. And these are the kind of things that we need to do to restore some balance to society and to restore some democratic notions and to restore some of the public domain that's been stolen from us by these, the corporations. And let me just, if I might, talk about this idea of personal responsibility, because this is something you hear a lot in relation to the foreclosure crisis.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that, well, these people should never have bought these houses to begin with. It's their personal responsibility. They made a mistake, and therefore they're they've lost their homes, and it's their own fault.
Mm-hmm.
I reject that notion entirely, and it's completely false. And anyone who puts that argument forth really is not telling the full story, because the fact is that when a bank makes a loan of, let's say, $500,000 to somebody in the form of a mortgage, the bank immediately sells that loan off into the global loan business, the global loan market. They don't hold that risk on their books. So the bank knows that when they make that loan, that they have no risk in making that loan. The homeowner, of course, absorbs the entire risk of having borrowed that money, but the bank doesn't have any risk at all. Not only does the bank not have any risk, but the banks have been engaged over the past 20 years in the successful lobbying of Washington to absolve themselves of not only having no risk, but they don't even have any reserves in these banks. In other words, 25 years ago, if you made a $500,000 loan, a bank would have to keep at least, let's say, $50,000 on their books.
Yeah, the 10%.
As a reserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the fractional reserve model.
Mm-hmm.
If you give a bank $100, the bank can turn around and lend $1,000. They only have to keep that $100 on their books. Right.
Yeah, they only have to keep 10%.
Pretty well understood.
Yeah, they only have to keep 10%, and then the Federal Reserve only has to keep 10% of that, as far as I know, and they can loan out even more, correct?
Right. So what's happened in the last 25 years is that $500,000 loan, which maybe they had to keep $50,000, because of the laws that have been passed under the Bush era and under the Clinton era, they went from having to keep $50,000 down to $5,000, down to $50, down to the current era, and what I described earlier, this is the era of the credit default swap, where the banks don't keep anything on the books at all. We've gone from a fractional reserve system to a zero reserve system. There's no reserves at all. The entire banking system is basically a hologram of mathematical probabilities and statistics that have no chance of ever succeeding. It's nothing but losing bets. And this is why you've got the problem of bank failures is still very, very much in the mainstream, very much with us. The banks are technically insolvent. You know, this is not just Max Keiser. Nouriel Roubini has made this point, the NYU professor who's on, you know, many shows. Jim Rogers has made this point. Peter Lynch has made this point. He's been on your shows. This is no secret. The banks around the world are insolvent because they took that fractional reserve model where they only had to keep 10%, which gave them an incredible amount of profits. But they were so greedy that they said, we don't want to even keep 10%. We want to keep, actually, we don't want to keep any reserves at all. We just want to have a mathematical formula that suggests the presence of a reserve under certain conditions. And they got regulators to sign off on that and say, your mathematical formula looks good to us. We'll give you an A rating. And then thus began this whole period of syndication of loans, a real syndicate like we've seen in a criminal syndicate. That's why I suggest that the only way to go after these guys is to bring back RICO, which is the anti-racketeering laws, the laws that took down Mike Milken and Drexel Burnham. Because Giuliani, who was the prosecutor at the time in New York, figured out that you couldn't just attack one piece of the system because it would just move to another part of the system. You have to attack the entire system. So the global banking system is corrupt with the banks, plus the rating agencies, these guys who give bonds ratings, AA, AAA, they're completely corrupt. You have to go after the commercial banks, the federal banks, and the analysts, and the money managers, and take them all into court at the same time under RICO and prosecute the whole bunch of them. But, of course, that would mean an acknowledgement that the banks have absolutely zero collateral. And that's what the banks know this. And remember back in the last few months of the Bush administration, Hank Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary, basically put a gun to the Bush administration's head and said, as you give us $700 billion, oh, we're going to blow up the banking system. That's extortion.
Yeah, and they even threatened some members of Congress with martial law in the streets if they didn't pass that TARP package.
That's extortion.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's extortion, and now it's already mushroomed to $11, $12 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're threatening, they're using the fact that they're holding weapons of mass financial destruction, as Warren Buffett calls them. They're threatening to pull the pin on the grenade of these derivatives. If the American people don't give them hundreds of billions of dollars, not to save the system, because the money's not going into the economy, it's not helping the economy, it's just paying off these guys' salaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an extortion racket. And, you know, think of it, if in fact this $10 or $12 trillion has been dumped into the system, think of it this way. If that money was... The government could have wiped clean every credit card debt in America, every Visa debt, every MasterCard debt, every American Express debt, and just said, okay, you're getting a debt holiday. We're wiping all of your credit cards clean. Immediately, people would have started to shop again, and this crisis would have been over. The reason they didn't do that is because right now the economy would be growing again, and the Federal Reserve Bank would have to start raising interest rates to deal with the growth. But, of course, high interest rates are the enemy of the banks who are engaging in all this backroom dealing with credit default swaps and other derivatives. They love low interest rates because they want the cost of borrowing to be as cheap as possible, so they don't like high interest rates.
And they want that because they want us to be in eternal debt. That's why they wouldn't give us a debt holiday, and that's why they, you know, want low interest rates to sucker people in.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, the low interest rates are great for them, But like I said, it's financial Jim Crow laws. It's not like you and I can get 1% on our loans. We're still paying 16, 17, 18%.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting 1% on the wholesale market and from, you know, in Japan, for example, and these other areas where you can borrow money very, very cheaply. I made a film for Al Jazeera English called Money Geyser. I went up to Iceland a year before that economy collapsed, and I did a film about the what's called the yen carry trade, where the people in Iceland were borrowing money from Japan at 1%, and then they were able to mark it up and make loans out at 15%. Mm-hmm. So they were making a 14% spread, which is completely artificial and unsustainable. And I went to the bankers and I said, this is going to blow up. Within a year, your economy is going to blow up, and your currency is going to blow up. And they looked at me and they said, no, that's not going to happen, because here in Iceland, every man and woman is worth three. We're supermen. And they weren't using it metaphorically. They weren't trying to be glib. They actually believed that they had supernatural abilities. That's how
that's how delusional
that's
some people are.
During these bubbles, is that people, it becomes intoxicating when you're making fast, sudden wealth syndrome, when you're making money quickly, it's very intoxicating, and you believe you're like these hedge funds. You believe you are God.
Yeah, and these people are totally out of control. And they do believe they're untouchable, and in many cases it looks like they are. I don't see anybody being prosecuted for all this. Final segment on the other side with Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com, PirateMyFilm.com. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I'm
Final segment with Max Kaiser. Max, you know, a lot of people are asking me, what happens if the dollar does die? You know, someone's got $100,000 in the bank, and then the dollar just collapses, and we go to another currency. I mean, do they get anything? Is it just, you know, wheelbarrows worth of money, worth nothing, and we got to start all over again? They're taking everybody's house. What will happen?
Well, basically, what will happen is you'll have $100,000 in the bank. They'll replace it with a new currency, and you'll have $100,000 of that new currency.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the store, and the day before you paid $5 for a loaf of bread, but today you're paying $15 for a loaf of bread. So it shows up in prices. The mm-hmm. quantity of the money you have, it'll be the same, except the prices will be triple, because that doesn't happen when you devalue the currency. You know, look at the history of Argentina. Look at the history of Zimbabwe. When you devalue the currency, the prices, it takes more of that currency to buy the same stuff. So your purchasing power collapses, is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So your buying power is over.
Well, I've got this money in my pocket. How, you know, you can't have my money. You know, I'm not going to give you my money. I'm not going to take any different kind of a money, you know. That's not the way it's done. The money itself is devalued, and when you go to buy stuff, the prices are double, triple, quadruple. So everything's going to cost more. They have to devalue. The dollar is no longer competitive on the world markets. It's being artificially supported by the creation of more debt. So the dollar is backed by debt, not backed by trade. The economy is made up of consumption, which is using borrowed money to consume stuff, and military. Those are the two main components of the American economy. You know, Americans are donuts and guns. That's the American economy. Now, it's all fueled by borrowed money, and that borrowed money is spigot is being cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And the creditors of America are saying, we don't want your dollars anymore. And we're saying, well, the only way we can do that is by revaluing this currency. And the easiest way to revalue the currency is to issue a new currency, which has a new relationship to the other world currencies. So the dollar will lose an incredible amount of its value against other currencies, like the Norwegian krona will be worth more because they've got oil, for example. Gold would be worth more because it's actually got value, a storehouse of value. The U.S. dollar would be worth a lot less. If you're holding U.S. dollars, you're the chump at the poker table. You know, people should get out of debt, and they should diversify out of U.S. dollars. They should have other currencies, including gold. And this way, when they come in and they devalue the currency, they're not going to get hurt as badly. It's a way to protect yourself.
What happens
against
to the,
what they're going? What has to be done?
What happens to the money that we owe China? Then I mean, they've loaned us as far as I know trillions of dollars. What happens to that debt?
Well, the debt. What happens with China is that as the dollar gets devalued, China stops lending. Stops the lending spigot. They take a hit, mm-hmm. but they're able to recycle that money within their own economy, and they still have a functioning manufacturing capability, and they would go through a downturn, but they would still have the ability to weather the storm. Whereas in the U.S., because we've outsourced all of our manufacturing, and the economy is now at one point up to 45% of the entire economy comes from Wall Street, comes from the financialization of the economy. Once you blow that away, you're left holding nothing. So then the U.S. has no competitive ability to compete. So the world will go, everyone goes through a downturn, but the question is who comes out the other side of the downturn with something intact, just like what happened in World War II. It was a world war. When it was over, the U.S. was left standing tall because its infrastructure wasn't bombed. It had 20,000 tons of gold, the biggest gold supply in the world.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
All right, we are back, and we coaxed Max Kaiser to stay over for one more five-minute segment. So I guess, in closing with what you were saying, who's going to come out on top in the global market scale after this crisis? Who is going to be number one?
PirateMyFilm.com.
Well, we could certainly hope so.
PirateMyFilm.com is the way to solve the world's problems. No, but seriously, that site, PirateMyFilm.com, it's something that we'll be checking back with you, hopefully, and periodically, and talking about how it's taking shape, because my hope is to get documentary filmmakers like yourself and others on the site.
Well, I'd love to throw up my two movies. I'd love to throw up Loose Change and Fabled Enemies, and my next one I'm working on is Invisible Empire, which really just goes over this whole global government scenario and what these guys talk about, the organizations they use, and what their end game is. And I would love to throw it up there. I'd be honored to use that site.
Yeah, Invisible Empire, we put it on the site, and people have a chance to buy a copy today for $2 or $5, and then you get the money to make the film. Then once the film is finished, you deliver the film. So you're pre-selling the copy to get the money to make the film now.
Mm-hmm.
And then attached to that gold copy, what I call the gold copy, are some other revenue incentives built in. So if, in fact, the film becomes a monster hit, like I'm sure it will, then the people who helped, you know, microfinance your film to begin with could get some upside. And the whole thing happens outside of the copyright system the way it works now. So it offers some real competition. So if you're talking about PirateMyFilm.com or America's Place in the World, you get back to the one inescapable point, which was outlined by David Ricardo, who is a contemporary of Adam Smith, which is comparative advantage, economically speaking, meaning that you've got to have something to sell. There's got to be something competitive. Americans have to have something competitive other than the fact that they can eat their weight in donuts and buy lots of guns. That's got to be something other than that. Americans need something else to do except eat and shoot. They need to be competitive on the world with some other things. Because right now, after 30 years of having the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, and having the military, the U.S. military, open up bases all over the world and shoot anybody who's a competitor, basically. You know, that's why Al Jazeera English, for example, is not allowed in America, because Fox doesn't want the competition. ABC doesn't want the competition. NBC doesn't want the competition. That's the very un-American to say we're afraid to compete. I mean, America should be embracing competition.
Well, absolutely.
Al Jazeera English is a very fine global network. I've made films for them. It's an outstanding organization in Doha, which incidentally has a huge U.S. military base in Qatar, Doha and Qatar, where the network is based. But they can't get carriage in America because the copyright cartel, the Fox News, the Murdochs, the News Corp, they convince they don't want to compete. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Well,
you know,
plus the psyops, they say
American
that
is showing that you can compete and be great. But if you're not allowed to compete, then what's the point of even, you know, what's the point? you know, we all want to compete and show that we're the best, but we're not allowed to compete, you know, because the government is saying, no, no, we want all the marbles. We want to play crony capitalism. You have to just stay in your silo, stuck to your feed bag, and eat. That's your only job in America, is to be like a duck on a foie gras farm. Just eat. That's it. The hell with that. I want to compete. I want to do something great. I don't want to just be stuck to a feed farm, a feed bag. You know, that's why I don't even live in America.
That's a great point. And, you know, you say Al Jazeera in America, Max, and they automatically associate it with Al-Qaeda and terrorists. That's the kind of psyops that go on here. You know, I've been on
that's the Drudge Report.
Max, thank you so much for getting up this early and joining us.
He's more dangerous than Al-Qaeda.
I can't disagree with you. Al-Qaeda's the boogeyman, man. It's not the real deal. MaxKaiser.com, PirateMyFilm.com. Hopefully he'll join us sometime in the next couple months. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to continue to take your calls, go over some news. But before we do that, I want to play this Olbermann clip, basically finally coming out against the godchild Obama, his master, his savior. Maybe it's not his savior. Maybe your old Olbermann's wising up. Wising up, back on the streets. You know it, Jared. I took my time and I had my chances. Won't be easy. All right, enough of me. Let's play Olbermann. Put it up there, guys.
Good evening from New York. During his run for the presidency, Barack Obama, who taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago, argued strongly against the Bush administration use of executive authority, including its self-justification, its rationalization of the warrantless wiretapping of American citizens. Our fifth story in the countdown, that was then, this is now. President Obama's Justice Department now not just defending Bush officials from lawsuits surrounding National Security Agency domestic spying, but seeking to expand the government's authority by making it immune from any legal challenge regarding wiretapping ever. Welcome to Change You Cannot Believe In or Sue Over, the case Juul versus NSA. Five plaintiffs who contend that AT&T illegally transmitted information about their phone habits to the NSA. Attorney General Holder's Justice Department arguing a lot of things, including something called the state's secrets privilege, the executive branch's standard go-to move to protect classified information. But the real doozy, the Obama administration seeking to expand its authority, arguing that under something else called sovereign immunity, the government can only be sued if the wiretaps involve willful disclosure. Page 5, a willful violation in Section 223C1 refers to the willful disclosure of intelligence information by government agents. And such disclosures by the government are the only actions that create liability against the United States. In other words, unless the government publicly releases any information about you that it has gathered by spying on you, you cannot sue it. It gets better, and by better I mean worse. The Obama administration wants you to believe that it does not matter if the program is no longer operative, arguing that the same standard should apply for the first Bush terrorist surveillance program, the TSP. Page 15. Attempting to demonstrate that the TSP was not the content dragnet plaintiffs allege, or that the NSA has not otherwise engaged in alleged content dragnet, would require the disclosure of highly classified NSA intelligence sources and methods about the TSP and other NSA activities, even confirming or denying already publicly confirmed facts, like the compliance of AT&T and other telecom giants, right down to the numbers of some of the rooms in which the information mining machinery was contained. That is apparently out of bounds. Page 16, the DNI again has demonstrated the disclosure of whether the NSA has an intelligence relationship with a private or particular private company would also cause exceptional harm to national security. The Obama administration. Time now to call in our own Howard Feinman, senior Washington correspondent.
All right, cut the clip. He laid it out right there, folks. It looks like Olbermann is, it's his coming out party today. Hey, finally I'm getting over all this brainwashing and all this Pepsi hope and all this, you know, Obama garbage out there, all this propaganda, all this Johnny nonsense that we've grown accustomed to. You know, I'm sure Olbermann wanted to believe this guy was good. I'm sure Olbermann wanted to believe that this was the change that this country needed. But really, all it was a changing of some faces. Not the agenda, not the establishment, not the corruption, just some faces. They gave us a better orator. They gave us a more charismatic guy that we could believe in. Give me a break. They gave us a dude that they could put on t-shirts worldwide and people would clamor for him. That's what they did. All right, I'm going to shoot through your calls. I know a lot of you have been holding for an hour now that I had Max Kaiser on. Let's go to Dan in Connecticut. Dan, you still there?
I certainly am. How's it going?
Good, good.
Actually, I did want to call in to let you know that listeners can, in fact, go above and beyond. My name's Dan Real. I am not only a candidate for Congress, but I decided to start my own show on Restore the Republic Radio. I think you were a guest on there at one point.
Probably. I'm pretty sure. I've done work with Restore the Republic. They were the guys that got me the press passes to the Republican primaries back in June of 07? June of 07, I think I went out there and I got to talk to people like Ron Paul and Tommy Thompson and Sam Brownback and Huckabee, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, they do good work.
Excellent, excellent. Speaking of Obama, I did want to let you know that there was actually a RICO complaint filed with the Obama administration,
mm-hmm.
and you can go to ricobama.com and find out more. You can also go to jurisinformatics.com, check that site out. You got to get that guy Dave Merland on your show that does that,
mm-hmm.
and it deals with the tax code. But another thing, concerning the MIAC reports from all those fusion centers, you're probably asking, how would I possibly get my hands on all of them? Would you ever be asking such a question?
Well, what I was asking is, you know, that MIAC report was about 12 pages. And with these fusion centers, this Virginia fusion center one, the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, is 215. And what I'm asking for is people in other states to send us their fusion center documents, because obviously this is on a federal level.
Excellent. Good. There's a way you can get them. If you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker on your car like I do,
mm-hmm.
and you get pulled over, I don't care if it's just a traffic citation, you can actually, of course, challenge it, plead not guilty. And then if I were any of these people in any of these other states, I would file a motion for discovery to get any kind of memo like that. I mean, because it's relevant to the investigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I absolutely agree. On one level, you know, I just think that, you know we have a lot of law enforcement listening here. You know, you read the first paragraph in this Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, and it lets you know right away this is law enforcement sensitive. It's only to be distributed to law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, Department of Defense organizations, and no report or segment thereof may be released to any media sources. So obviously they're trying to cover it up. And let me take this opportunity to give the number to the Virginia Fusion Center, so we can let them know that we don't appreciate it that anti-abortionists, that people who use MySpace and Twitter are extremist terrorists now. It's 804-674-2196, 804-674-2196. Go ahead, Dan.
Anyway, that motion for discovery, they will start jumping absolutely livid. And, you know, after that, I was kind of sad they retracted the one in Missouri. Because when I found that out, I know a lot of people over there, and I started digging in the criminal statutes. Let's just say they pulled over somebody for that, or like that Campaign for Liberty employee.
Mm-hmm.
If I were him, I actually would have filed charges for kidnapping.
Well, that's what they did. And you're discussing, and I thank you for the call, he's discussing basically this guy was in the airport. He had a few thousand dollars on him. I think it's you're not allowed to travel with more than $5,000. I don't even think he had $5,000 on him. I don't know why you're not allowed to travel with $5,000 cash. I think that's absolutely ludicrous. It's yet another form of control. They're not allowing you to have cash. And he was just asking the question if he was required to answer these questions to who was asking them. Then they finally bring him to a law enforcement officer who says, yes, you are required. He answers the question, and they let him go on his way. But then these other idiots are like, well, I don't know if we want to let him go now. He gave us some problems. He gave us some troubles. And, like, the half-retarded security officer of the TSA is just like, why you gotta be a moron? Why you gotta be an idiot? I mean, give me a break. All right, let's go to Sean in Massachusetts. Sean, you're on the air. Yes, Sean. Or did he drop? Once, twice. Let's go to Mark in Oregon, then. Mark, you're up.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Oh, Jason, you know, I did want to have a short conversation with Max Kaiser, because I was listening to Alex's show a few days ago, and Mr. Kaiser was interviewed on there, and he made one remark that really struck me, that really was consonant with an idea that I've had for the last couple, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Alex needs to take the InfoWar global. And those mm-hmm. were the words that he used. My idea was, you know, and I brought it up to Alex several times, very briefly, of course, on his show. He only has a certain amount of time for callers, and is essentially in the area of global publicity. The InfoWar is actually starving for global publicity. These evildoers on the other side of life that are out to destroy us all, right down to our very life force, they are working on a global program here, and they have to be dealt with with a strategy that is also on a global level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Alex's notoriety and renown, and I know he doesn't like it, and he's got very good reason, and he elucidated on that actually on his show this morning, why he doesn't want to be seen as the leader of this movement, but by his very activities, by his very genius, I think, he's actually become the leader. And we only have one essential leader in a very large respect, and that is Alex Jones.
Well, you know what? The reason that is because he's put together a media empire out of nothing. I mean, there is no other alternative news network that does as many stories as us, that does as much radio as us, that puts out documentary films. I mean, usually any of these organizations will do one of the three. You know what I mean? Either they'll do a radio show or they'll blog. And he is just, he's got a vision, man. I mean, he's 110% dedicated. And I guess that kind of does put you in the center, in the mix as the leader. And I don't think there's any way he's going to be able to get around that.
Well, it makes him a perfect candidate for a really large vehicle of global publicity, because the whole world is aware of Alex Jones now. He speaks out by and far the very loudest in the InfoWar and promoting the facts of the truth of the InfoWar, which are, you know, they equate to the demise of us all if we do not have some type of strategy and counter strategy to back these evildoers off of us, because they are looking, you know, to destroy us. So my idea has been, Jason, essentially would be a world speaking tour by Alex Jones, which would create tremendous global publicity.
Well, Mark, I would love to see that one day, and I thank you for the call, but you ain't getting Alex Jones out of Texas, my man. You ain't getting him on no world speaking tour, and I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I just know Alex Jones. He can't be away from his family, from this office, from this microphone right here, for more than, you know, 2 or 3 days, or he goes wild. I mean, if he takes a week-long trip, I'm shocked. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 8th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $883.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $909.43, $454.72 for a half ounce, and $227.36 for the quarter ounce. That's $909.43, $454.72, or $227.36.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
Now. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. It looks like one of our streams is down. Put up with me, listeners. I'm really sorry. Hopefully the InfoWars stream will be back up. I'm not sure if it's the main stream. If it is, go to the backup stream, whatever we can do. I want to brush through some news, keep taking your calls, and then we're going to replay that Glenn Beck clip from the other night and have Alex Jones on later to go over that. This is a kind of old story, but we cover a lot of the robotics and the artificial intelligence here on the Info Warrior. And someone sent me a video, and I had seen this a while back, but I hadn't seen the video that they showed, and I thought it was pretty wild. You know, we went over the RoboFish out of the UK, these $30,000 robots that they're going to put in to surveil the environment. We also went over the big dogs that they're using in the military that are basically there to carry supplies and just get through rough terrain. They're pretty amazing. But check this out. The CB2 child robot is possibly the most disturbing machine ever built. And I'd have to really agree. This thing is creep fest galore. It's bizarre because there's these sensors under its quote unquote skin, another that white stuff you just saw on prisonplanet.tv. So if you grab its arm, its head turns towards you and is like, it'll blink at you and it can get up on its own and it can make small sounds. And basically, has the physical ability of a 1 or 2 year old toddler. So, you know, we are truly in a Brave New World type scenario, if you will. And they're showing am I the only one that watched The Terminator and saw how horribly it ended? And they're doing a new Terminator film, by the way. I forget what it's about, but I think they're actually doing the end of the world, the robot fight that James Cameron started in the first Terminator. That's going to be the real deal. So I wanted to go over that. Let's see. We went over that nuke plot. We just went over the fact that Obama is expanding his powers. I want to read this one here because, you know, we talked about the bird flu in the bird flu vaccinations out of Baxter. And this one is avian flu found on Western Kentucky poultry farm. Federal and state authorities are investigating a suspected avian influenza outbreak on poultry farm in Western Kentucky. Authorities said that the strain poses little risk to human health. But, you know, we still need to be aware. Stout says there's no evidence of the contaminated poultry in the human food supply, but they did have to cull an estimated 20,000 birds because of this. So we're going to keep our eye on this. This is breaking news today. Avian flu in Kentucky. You don't think they're ready for a pandemic, folks? I tend to disagree. I mean, they have these drills. They're sending these things out to cemeteries. Again, this is a State of New York document, Division of Cemeteries. Hey, can you fit 950 bodies per acre? How many acres you got? Thousands? Great. We're going to need them. Well, what are you going to need them for? Massive death. And my guess is that it's going to be the commoners that are dying. It's not going to be the lordships. It's not going to be the royalty. It's not going to be the corporate elite. The people that Max Kaiser was just talking about, they're going to be sitting back eating Ritz crackers, laughing at us as we choke to death. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, come on, Paul. You love Ritz. Everybody does. There's nothing better than a Ritz cracker, some cheese, and a slice of pepperoni, my friend. I'm all over it. Oh, you like peanut butter's for losers, dude. Come on, get out of here with that. Peanut butter. You know where I put my peanut butter? On my chocolate. You know, I'll take a Hershey's bar and just like get it right in. All right, enough of that. NASA's secret rebels want Obama on their side. This is out of Fox News. It's kind of, I printed this up because it's kind of a joke. They're secret rebels. Basically, they're saying that they want to go back to the moon now by 2020. And they want to do so with a secret type of rocket. Folks, there's been a secret NASA program since its inception. There's always been the public program that you and I get to see. And then there's the real program, the real NASA. And they're just kind of bringing it out that you might see something a little funky looking in the next couple of years because they might go with this new classified design. Ooh. I want to cover this one again. Obama may block sun's rays to end global warming. It's right here, folks. If you don't think this means chemtrails, I don't know what to tell you. It says one such extreme option includes shooting pollution particles into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. We're going to go to the Glenn Beck clip after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take two quick calls. I got to get this over with by like the 36, 37 after. Oh, we got Jones here already? Okay, so then we're not going to take any calls. We're going to go right to this Glenn Beck clip that we're about to play right now, and we're going to analyze it with Alex. Alex, just tell him to stop it whenever you want it, and hit it right now, Jaron.
Well, yesterday we talked about debunking conspiracy theories, or that's what I'd have you believe, including internet myths about FEMA camps. With me again is James Meggs. He is the editor-in-chief, Popular Mechanics, who did an incredible job writing the definitive debunking of the 9/11 conspiracy theories, and he's here. Now, last we left our episode, bring up the picture of, where is this, Wyoming? Bring up the picture of Wyoming that I left with yesterday. There it is. Look at that. It's a FEMA camp. And I asked Jim, yes or no? Is that a concentration camp?
And in fact, it is.
Is it, yes or no, sir, run by the government?
Apparently so.
Okay. Are there atrocities that we know of going on right now in that concentration camp?
There's every reason to think so.
Okay. So here's where it all falls apart. Wyoming, huh?
Well, there's one detail that the conspiracy theorists leave out. Those are satellite images of a concentration camp in North Korea.
Ah, could we put side by side, please? There's Wyoming. Put side by side. There.
All right, there's pause it, Jaron. I want to ask Mr. Jones something. Alex, did we ever post a picture of a Wyoming concentration camp from a satellite photo? Sounds like another straw man argument to me.
No, but specifically, is he talking? I don't think he's talking about us there.
No, he's not. But at the same time, I would think that there's really no.
Yeah,
he
doesn't even give the source of that either. So look. I predicted what a straw man would be. It'd be the Amtrak station and other things, and that's what they've done. I mean, we've read the bills, the articles, the mainstream news, congressional hearings. He doesn't attack any of that. But to discredit it, he can't just come out and say it's all bull and show his lie, his straw man. He had to, for a month and a half, go, I think they're real, folks, and something's wrong with this company. I could just see how it was fake acting. He's a bad actor. And I'm going to let you know. And I said, folks, he's building up suspense. He's going to discredit it. And it was even more ridiculous than I could have imagined, bringing in Megs from Popular Mechanics, the disinfo quack, not even good at it. So you've got all that going on. And so, no, it's just ridiculous. I mean, this is what they do, and they do this on purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com. The mainstream news, London Guardian, AP, and others, are openly reporting that Obama says, yeah, we're going to chemtrail things. We're looking at chemtrailing things to save you from global warming. Well, we already have the government documents that that's what they say they're doing. So the chemtrails are real. But then meanwhile, there's sites out there posting disinfo, we confirmed, you know, about fake job placements for chemtrailing. Mm-hmm. You know, so then they can, you know, Glenn Beck can say, look, it's a fake job posting for chemtrailing. Instead of, oh, here's London Guardian with the president's top scientific advisor saying we're going to spray things with barium salts to create clouds to save you. Mm-hmm. And God knows what else they're doing. I mean, obviously, we know I was in Austin today, got home about 5. I'm in the backyard playing baseball with my son and daughter. And it was no more than 2,000 feet. I mean, it was right above my house. You know, this was close. And it was just chemtrails everywhere, just nothing but chemtrails. And, again, those aren't ice crystals. They just sat there for hours. Mm-hmm. They are spraying us. But again, I'm digressing, Burmis, and
well, you know what? Now that you're digressing on that, we have another article that was printed later. Obama may block sun's rays to end global warming. And in the third paragraph, they admit it. It's right here. It says, one such extreme option includes shooting pollution particles into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. And then the latest paper out of the Council on Foreign Relations, the March-April 2009 paper, literally reads, Jones, the geoengineering option, a last resort against global warming.
And yeah, do me a favor, print all those so they're on the broadcast desk in the morning, and I'd seen that. Look, this is how conditioned I've got. I saw the CFR thing like a week ago. Mm-hmm. Didn't even cover it on air when they're talking about chemtrailing us. So, I mean, we are living in such a whacked-out world that this is so commonplace for you and I that we have a blind spot to where we think everybody else knows it, or the general. And same thing for you listeners. Just because you know about all this stuff doesn't mean your neighbor does. And now's the time. But, I mean, the thing is, it's gotten so big with people investigating chemtrails that they're trying to hide it in plain view and go, yeah, it's for your safety, but we're not going to let you know about the details, little people. Just trust us. We're just spraying you with something. Everything's fine. But, you know, look, I want you to be able to get the calls and finish the back. You just finished the back. I did 5 hours today, and I just did 2 hours on a talk show, and I'm going to let you finish the clip and get the calls. But I mean, you know, I don't attack other hosts a lot. I don't attack other establishment quacks and hacks a lot. I'm going after Beck because he's saying he's one of us, and I knew he had a butcher knife in his hand waiting until we turned our back.
And, Alex, you are being associated with him on another level. I sent you an IM. I don't know if you saw it, but there's this comedian who's on Air America. His name is Mark Maron, and he literally associates you with Glenn Beck like you are like white on rice, okay? And then he ravages you. I would have played the clips on the air, but he drops a lot of F-bombs in it. We couldn't clean it up in time. But he ravages you for over 20 minutes. I mean, calls you a psycho, a nut, what's wrong with America, and makes it out like you're Glenn Beck when we've proven it was about this Pulaski shootings that this guy did not share our views. This guy was
a
racist.
Listen, how this is working is, and they've got other hosts on there saying I said kill cops, when the newspapers had to admit the white supremacist guy was attacking me on my website. That's their link to him. He was on hundreds of sites and attacked me on mine. But I'm aware Air America's doing that. That's because they're desperate. They don't want the left watching the Obama deception and finding out that we told the truth. See, we attack him from the left. If you give him a fake right-wing attack, as of the Obama memos and the White House show, they want Limbaugh to attack them. Mm-hmm. Because they know he's discredited. They don't want me to show how he's pro-war, pro-wiretapping, pro-lobbyist, pro-banker. And so they are desperately trying to poison the well. When people hear my name, they think all these horrible things. You know, I didn't hear what he had to say. I saw I got calls and emails about one of their hosts attacking me, saying all that. But, I mean, what specifically, I mean, was he saying I said kill cops or something?
No. He played the clip from you years ago with the biometric thumb scan at the driver's thing, and he just basically said you're a lunatic. I mean, you're going to have to see it for yourself because it's so outlandish.
Because I said they were going to put in thumb scanning to buy and sell, and now it's going in everywhere in grocery stores and tanning salons. I'm wrong? I mean, what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what was crazy about it is the guy opens his show talking about how they just found components of rocket fuel and baby formula. He goes over what they're putting in the water, arsenic, fluoride. He's very well aware of that. But then he gets to you, and all of a sudden you're just this nut job, and you're an egomaniac, and it just, I mean, he said you were poorly parented. I was like throwing up in my mouth, Jones. I got his AIM name, and I intend to contact the guy.
Oh, I love it. No, I mean, was this on XM or Air America?
Well, the thing is that they do, him and another comedian, Sam Cedar, they both write for the Huffington Post, too, and they do a show on Air America, but then they do this little video show as well, and someone just sent me a link out of MySpace, and I was just shocked when I started watching. He mentions you in the beginning, and then at 8 minutes,
yeah,
and at 12.
Burmese, it's great when the New York Times is attacking me, and all these people. I mean, look, folks, just keep spreading the word about the Obama deception. Get the DVD. Get it out to people. I'm going to let you get back to all the stuff you're doing. Burmis, you're doing a fabulous job, and God bless you, and so's the great crew up there.
All right. Thank you, Jones. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right. We've gone over this Glenn Beck thing. We played the clip already, so I'm just going to go to your phone calls, folks. Let's wrap it up in these last 20 minutes or so with some great phone calls. Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
It's all right.
I called in earlier today, and I wanted to clear up something. I dropped a line about a website. I said it was powercast.com. Mm-hmm. It's actually powercastco.com. I went and checked it. Mm-hmm.
And this is the wireless energy one? Did you send that to Rob Dew? Because I think Rob Dew printed it, and the guy's out of Lexington, Massachusetts. Did we drop him? Robert?
Yeah.
Was that the guy out of Lexington, Massachusetts, by chance?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, someone else sent us some wireless power stuff. I'll definitely check it out. It's what is it, Power...
It's
powercastco.com.
All
right, Powercast. Powercast
with a C, C-O at the very end, .com. It has stuff about RFID. It's really creepy when you get on the front page. It has a guy with a military, all dressed up with all that stuff.
Do me a favor, Robert. I don't know if you have a MySpace, but myspace.com/Jason Vermes. Send it to me. I check my MySpace every morning. It's where I get a lot of my news tips from. I'll check out the website, and if it's worthwhile, I'll talk about it on the air tomorrow night. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, on the heels of what Alex was talking about as far as these people that were attacking him, and I think somebody emailed him this morning, and they were talking about Stephanie Miller with her silly juvenile behind. Now, you know what's really messed up about her? You know who her father was?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, most notably, he was Barry Goldwater's running mate in 1964, but more important, he was one of the prosecutors at the Nuremberg trials in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he prosecuted tyranny and stuff, and here his daughter is sitting up there defending somebody who is basically getting over and basically committing crimes or helping to commit crimes that the Nazis have done.
I agree with you there. I mean, you look at it this way. I mean, I didn't think Keith Olbermann was going to come around. You know, I've been bashing Keith probably for the last, 4 or 5 weeks since I've been doing this show, very upset with him. And then he comes out with this bombshell report finally coming out against the Obama administration. Maybe she just hasn't turned yet, you know? Some of these people are really stuck in their own little paradigms.
Well, some of these people are really sitting there and they're so two-faced. And here's an example to show you how they play both ends against the middle, how they're all denying about, oh, there's no global currency in the works and stuff like that, and they don't believe on this. Let me tell you something. Rachel Maddow, Tom Hartman, Mike Malloy, Randy Rhodes, they all do these gold commercials. I'm not going to mention the vendor, who it is, and stuff like that, talking about, buy gold, and with the exception of Mike Malloy, all give their little personal testimonies about the fact that they've bought gold through that company. Now, if they don't believe in that so much, then why are they doing those commercials?
Well, I would say this. You know, Mike Malloy is the guy that really launched Loose Change into the mainstream. I just want to say that. It was Super Bowl Sunday that I actually contacted Mr. Malloy out of nowhere because he was talking a little bit about 9/11 truth but had not seen Loose Change. And it was really weird because I contacted him that Sunday, and he said, actually, we're watching it after the Super Bowl. Somebody gave me a hard copy of it. I just sent him a link. And he opened his show with it Monday. He's been on the Alex Jones Show. You know, he's not a Ron Paul supporter. He's taken some positions I don't really care for. But at the same time, Mike Malloy's done some good things. Randy Rhodes is another great example of that. She's done some good things. She's pretty hip to 9/11 truth. She's talked about the Bohemian Grove Club. So, is Air America the best radio network out there? Probably not. Are there some hosts out there that are trying to do the right thing? I believe so. But again, some people just get stuck in their ways and their belief systems, my friend.
Well, I just want to correct you a little bit. Now, technically, Stephanie Miller is not Air America. Her show actually airs on some of their affiliates, but I believe the company, it used to be Jones Radio, but I think it's now Dial Global M or something. So technically, she's not Air America. So just in case there's something about that, just to kind of, find high notes, little splitting errors. But, yeah, but some of those people have also gone out and called some of these the truthers crazy and nutballs and Nazis and stuff like that too. So, they use you when it suits their purposes, but, as soon as that's over with, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. So,
that does happen often, Scott, and I thank you for the call. We got to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Andrew in Utah. Andrew, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me on.
You got it.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to talk about an article that came out of the Salt Lake Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been talking, you and Alex have both been talking about acclimating the public and the masses to having the Marines and the Army around.
Yeah, on the streets and the posse comitatus.
Yeah, on the streets. Yeah, mm-hmm. Posse Comitatus. What I'm looking at on this article is it's actually talking about pot fields and how they have grows going on out here. One of the things they plan to do, Washington gave extra money to the Utah Drug Enforcement Agency, the Utah DEA, and they're basically going to be flying National Guard and Utah and Nevada National Guard helicopters over Utah's backcountry.
Oh, so now the National Guard is in the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Sickening. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, we have criminal elements within the government actually running the drugs, and finally someone like Lou Dobbs, who's done such a great job reporting about the New World Order and the North American Union, coming out and saying, yes, it has to be corruption on both sides. Yes, people within our government have to be running these drugs, and what they want to do is cut out any kind of competition, and they want to go after the little guy and put him in their little privatized prisons, and at the same time use it as an excuse to bring the military to the streets of the American populace. It is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not fun for me.
Do me a favor. Forward that article to either myself, myspace.com/JasonBermas, or robd@infowars.com. I thank you for the call, Andrew. I mean, folks, it's here. You know, they're acting like Posse Comitatus never existed. They want that military-type police state that China has. They're the model. Less freedom for us, more tyranny, you know, more heartache, more pain. Can't we all just get along? I mean, I'm not Mr. Hippie Huggin' Fest. That's not me. I'm not Hippie Huggin' Fest. But at the same time, I got no animosity towards other people. Why? There's enough resources on the planet for everybody. But these people don't want that. They don't believe that. They want to lie to us and say that we're polluting the earth and we're the reason that global warming's real, and you know, that's why we got to spray the clouds. That's why we got to put pollutants into the air. It's unreal. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to who are we up to? Martin in Oregon. Martin, you're up.
Hello, Mr. Bermas.
Hello, sir.
Hello. I'd just like to say thank you to you and Mr. Alex Jones for spreading the word and being so good about doing it.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, all we do is we just try to cover the news, and thank God for listeners like yourself that, you know, send us these tips, and, you know, law enforcement agents that send us these documents like this Virginia Fusion Center one. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, exactly. The reason I just called was I was thinking about the point of everybody always remember that the people you are dealing with are compartmentalized, and they are just people just like you, and they don't know just what you do.
You know what? That's a great point. Most of the people that are involved in this are well-meaning people. They see a small part of the picture. Most people that believe in global warming truly believe it. They don't think it's here to control us. They think that carbon tax is going to help. Stay on the line. We're going to go to you on the other side. Last segment of the Info Warrior after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, That's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you know, we have these great callers all the time telling us about these things that are breaking. And here it is. To go after the pot fields, we have to bring in the National Guard. Come on, folks. Is there... Could it be more ridiculous? Could it be more transparently evil? There's no reason to have the National Guard go after pot growers. First of all, let's be honest. Let's decriminalize it. Who cares if somebody's growing this plant? You know the drug companies don't want to go up against marijuana. They'd rather give you some kind of pill that's going to be awful for you, full of fluoride. Come on. Let me see. We still had, who do we have on the line here? We had Martin in Oregon. Martin, continue your point.
The point being the knowing that the people on the other side are, of course, people like you, although be it less informed than you may be.
Mm-hmm.
And an example I'd like to put forth was when I had the Census Bureau trying to get me to fill out all of those things. And, of course, I was kind of a jerk about it.
You were a little more than hesitant to give them all your private information, correct?
Yes, I was extremely hesitant. And this went on for quite a while. And I had met the lady. I'd talked to her. She'd come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually, after getting numerous calls, I told her that, fine, let me answer the very minimum of questions. And I was extremely rude about it that I can't say on air.
Mm-hmm.
And
but at the same time, this is probably a well-meaning woman who really just thinks that she's doing her job. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, people are compartmentalized. A lot of these people that are in Greenpeace really think they're going to save the planet. They're not saving the planet, and they don't know. A lot of people who are in PETA really think that's a good organization. I thank you for the call.
Yeah.
We're going to take one more caller, and we're going to end the show. Steve in Georgia, you got about 90 seconds, friend.
All right. Well, I heard the talk about the calling it piracy, copying movies and stuff, and I really think it's great what you guys have done with sharing your work. And I just want to say that, you know, that's really a propaganda term, trying to equate people to share software, that, you know, to help each other or information as pirates is really an unfair word to be using.
Well, I absolutely agree. Is it an unfair word? You bet it is. And that's why in this new Virginia Fusion Center, they specifically mention sites like YouTube and Google Video and MySpace as tools of terrorism. You know, they don't want us to use that stuff. They don't want us to share the information. They want to put the kibosh on it. They want to put the clamp on it. They don't want it widely distributed amongst the populace.
Well, I mean, it's neat because the guy that got the GNU started, the GNU, which has a publicly licensed software, Richard Stallman, he links even from his blog to InfoWars.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, because he's very anti, you know, he's very pro privacy and anti government taking over everything. So there's a whole community of people that support, you know, that kind of ethics of how to share information, you know, ethically.
Yo, I'm with you, man. I thank you for the call. So what do we learn today in this last 60 seconds? We learned that the Virginia Fusion Center is going after people that end the Fed protest, people who are anti-Federal Reserve, people who are anti-abortion, people that go to the James Madison College. We learned that Obama may block sun rays to end global warming. Folks, it's happening. Anybody with two eyeballs can see it. What do you think? Do you think that planes just have free gasoline and are automated and automatically put trails up there? No, it's a program. It's a program by NASA. And that's why we're going to have Rosalind Peterson on to talk about these quote-unquote chemtrails later in the week. I think it's next week we're going to have her. It's the Info Warrior. You can check out the podcast at theinfowarrior.com or the retransmissions over at Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.